Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
Hey, so what have you been doing lately?
Not a whole lot. Seems like that's my pat answer. Just playing games and working.
Yeah, me too. But you have been playing a little bit of ESO lately, right?
Oh, yeah. Been playing a lot of that.
Yeah, I only played the initial beta of the game. I think I got in like the very start of open beta before the game launched, and I'll be honest, I hated it. Never been back. But you took the dive recently. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, as I've mentioned before, my wife and I are both huge fans of the Elder Scrolls world. You know, she basically beat Oblivion, and we're both, you know, hundreds of hours into Skyrim and enjoying it thoroughly. So when they had an anniversary weekend and they, you know, had a reduced price on the game and it was a free weekend for anybody to play, she wanted to try it. So we jumped in. And I expected it to be a big steaming pile because, well, you know, I have no real faith in single-player game designers who turn around and help make an MMO. I'm looking directly at you, Star Wars.
But here's the thing, though, is that this is ZeniMax that made ESO.
And ZeniMax is not known for making games.
They're venture capitalists.
Yes. So, yes, I went into it with very low expectations. And those expectations were met because the intro area is insultingly easy.
But isn't it that way in most MMOs, or is it just that much worse?
Now, this is not basing it off of the MMO aspect. This is basing off of how the intro areas to Skyrim is. Skyrim, their starter area where you're trying to get to safety from the dragon attack, it's difficult to find your way around in the midst of this chaos.
I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
We all were. Trust me. I watched my wife. She was frustrated and trying to find her way through. So I told her what I did to get to the area we needed. And she couldn't make that jump and kept landing in this thing of fire and almost burning to death. Trust me, that did not go over well for
me.
I'm
sure it did. Oh, it's your fault now.
Oh, had to be.
Okay.
Because I told her to go there.
I see.
Now, so going into, I expected challenge. Instead, what I got was, find your way out of this cell.
Yeah.
So I'm looking all over the cell for something to pick the lock or something to break the bars or something to do something. Couldn't find a damn thing. So I go up to the cell door and I push. It opens. Really? Seriously? That's how you get out of the cell. So we continue on.
Okay.
Bah-bah, dramatic music. Kill the prison guard. Bah. I swing once. Boom! Dead. I spent 30 seconds to a minute looking around, waiting for more to show up. Because, you know, it can't be that easy. Oh no, that's it. You killed the guard. Good to go.
But all it was trying to do was teach you, this is how you swing your weapon.
Yeah, but could you give him more than one hit point? Something, you know, give him armor that's not made of marshmallow. Something! Come on! If you're trying to teach me how to fight, One Hit Willie is not teaching me shit other than I jammed a button, he fell dead. Yay me! Such to be him! Now, from this, you may assume that the game sucked. It really doesn't suck. It's actually a really fun game. It just has a lot of bad things as well. Things that, after 3 years, you think they would have fixed.
Well, what would some of those be?
Well, this is a good point and a bad point. Now, this is not just in ESO. This is in games in general. MMOs, okay, to be specific. Okay. Random players. When you're in a fight and you've come across something that's much tougher than you, and you're getting your ass handed to you, and all of a sudden, a random player shows up and helps out, and you beat the guy. Fantastic. That's great. That really helps.
That's one of the good things about MMOs.
And then there's the flip side, where you've got two or three mobs, and you're managing it. You know you can handle it. And some asset pissed off a group of monsters and comes running through, and this 5 to 10 new creatures that he just dragged along with him get caught in your AoE, and now all of a sudden they're looking at you.
Choo-choo, here's the train.
He kept running. And now you're like, ah, crap.
Yep.
So see, players are a good thing sometimes, and they're a bad thing sometimes. It's not really the game's fault, but, you know, hey.
You don't have to deal with that.
It's my time to bitch.
You don't normally have to deal with that in a single-player Elder Scrolls game.
And another thing, crafting. Crafting requires not a huge amount of mats, but a significant amount of mats. And when I say mats, I mean materials, but, you know, you're gamers, so you
understand. We all understand.
But there's limiters to it. You have to have a certain cultural item to be able to craft a weapon or a piece of armor. If you don't have that, then you can't complete the equipment.
So wait. I'm Race X, and I'm sitting there, I bang out a sword, and oh, here's this great sword. Oh, no, too bad it doesn't have the thing to go with it, so it's not a sword.
You can't even complete it without that part.
That makes no sense.
But it has to have the cultural item for it. If it doesn't have that, you can't make it. But,
you know, the cultural item is for my sword? Iron!
Well, see, for like Nords, it's like corundum or something. It's just a green rock. You find those. You find those fairly frequently. But you're also finding moonstone, which is for like Argonians. Or no, it's Khajiit is moonstone. Doesn't matter.
Okay, whatever.
But there's other stones that you find along the way for each culture. But then you're also finding stones for, like, Imperials, which is a race that, unless you've bought the upgrade, you can't access.
Which is just flat-out stupid.
Like, Daedric Hearts allow you to craft the Daedric Cultural. And, Daedric Hearts. And then there's others for styles that you can't craft until much farther along in the game. So they're just taking up space. And by the way, you have very limited space. You have 60 spots in your bag, which you can upgrade 10 at a time for increasingly larger sums of money. Same with your bank. 60 slots.
Can you at least sell these cultural items on their auction house?
They have zero value.
Alrighty then. So they're literally useless to you.
Oh, I'm sure you could probably sell them in their trading, on the trading post or whatever it is, but, you know, even that is stupidly complicated. Their search engines for finding things is just pathetic. You know, at least with Guild Wars and World of Warcraft, finding shit in the trading post or auction house was pretty damn easy.
Yeah.
Not in this game.
Wow.
Now,
not really making me want to go out and break out my credit card for this thing so far.
Well, and that's just it. The good things that it does do, because it really does feel like a Skyrim-type game. And it is fun. And you can lose yourself in this game for obscenely long periods of time. So, I mean, that sells the game for most people. It's just when you run across some of the bugs that should have been fixed 6 months into the game. And 3 years later, they're still not fixed. It's kind of depressing.
Well, what are some examples of that?
Well, the one that annoys me the most is what you called leashing. Where if you move beyond a certain point, the mob will get pulled by its leash and go back to its starting point and drop aggro.
Yeah, pretty standard thing in any MMO.
That's how most kiting works. You follow the leash up to a certain point and you drag them around inside that leash area.
Okay.
Well, with this one, the leashing goes off for no reason. I was fighting this... It wasn't a champion-type monster, but it was a harder-than-normal mob. It had an extra life bar. And I'm all by myself, and I'm really low on health, but it's almost dead. It's got just this little sliver of life. And then right in the middle of the fight, it goes... pauses for a second, raises its arm like an idiot, and then runs back to its starting point. Boom! Fully healed. Meanwhile, my healing potion hasn't come out of cooldown, so I don't have a healing potion to use, and I'm still beat up from the fight. Do I get a heal up? Takes a while, but all that work gone because the game decided I hit a snag. Don't know what to do, and it starts over.
Wow.
And this happens a lot, not just on big boss monsters, but on trash mobs too. It's something you'd think they would have fixed. You know, and game glitches where you're jumping from rock to rock to rock and all of a sudden you end up stuck inside a rock. And it takes you forever to get out because you're in a rock. How the fuck does that happen?
What was that story you were telling
me? Oh, the wagon?
The wagon.
Yeah, I was getting basically bounced around with this... One of the higher-up villains, he threw out this damage field, and it hit you and caused you to knock back, you know, knocked you down, mm-hmm. and took a significant amount of health. And for some reason, my archer had gotten his anger, and so he decided to beat on me. Well, meanwhile, my wife is just wailing on him, and he's not paying her any attention. So I run around this flipped over wagon and I'm still shooting at him when one of his damage fields tosses me to the side and I end up inside the wagon. Now, on the good side, he stopped attacking me. On the bad side, now he's attacking my wife. And I'm not there to be able to do any damage to him. So I got to sit there while I'm trying to get out of this wagon and watch her get her butt kicked. Now, the good thing is since I'm still technically in the fight, he's not healing up. And so she has plenty of time to run back from where she waypointed back and come running back, and now she's mad. And so she goes into the fight with a little extra zeal and stomps him. I mean, she put him to the curb and just crushed him. And then after the fight was done, then I was finally able to get out of said wagon.
Oh, no.
But 3 years they've been working on this game, and these are not just little quality of life things. These are serious issues.
These are things that should have been caught in beta.
These are things that should not be in the game. You know, I understood when we were playing the free weekend, and the respawn rate was insanely high.
What's going to happen when you've got a lot of people
playing? They're expecting a huge number of people, so yeah, the monsters are just spawning almost instantaneously. You kill one, boom, there's another one. But when you're in a zone where there's not a lot of people, that sucks. You know?
Doesn't make for a enjoyable experience.
But, you know, once the free weekend was over, the spawn rate, for the most part, went back to normal. Every once in a while, you'll still find something that you kill it, almost immediately you blink, and there's another one. So that, you know, is irritating.
You'll find that in a lot of games, though.
You get over that.
Bugs happen.
But another thing that bugs me is the developers, they're just... The only thing I can think of is they're lazy. Because you go in, and when you're getting your crafting certificate, so that you can do these crafting quests, you have to get certified to be a crafter.
Okay.
Simple, easy, no big deal. But the guy who, the person who trains you for the armor types crafting is a woman, and her name is, it starts with an M.
Whatever about.
And then there's the guy who teaches you the, you know, alchemy, enchanting, and whatever the other one is. And he is like Daryl or something. So.
Daryl and my other crafter, Daryl.
And that's just it. You find him in the first major town you run across. And then you go to another major town and there they are again. Same exact people. You change factions. There they are. Same exact people. It doesn't matter what town you're in or what faction you're with, what area of the map you are. It's the same two people.
They couldn't even bother to rename
them? They couldn't reskin them and rename them. A random name generator and a few extra skins. Ta-da! You've added some more believability to your game for little to no cost. But did they do that? No. And that's the same for the characters in the leader of the Fighters Guild. Several quest members. You know, if you're doing a quest as a part of the Pact, the Ebonheart Pact, and then you go over and you play for the Covenant, you should not run across the same people. Because they're all boo-boo, the Covenant is bad, you know, we need to do this, and but then when you go over there, it's the same people. Same quests.
No.
Come on.
That there's no other word for that but lazy.
I mean, it can't be an oversight because it... Now, getting back to some of the good things it does. Because I don't want people to think it's a horrible game because it's a really fun game.
You are enjoying it.
Oh, enjoying it immensely. I look forward to playing for hours tonight. But one of the things I thought was really cool was you can go to a shop. And in Skyrim, if you go to a weapon shop, you can expect to be able to sell weapons and armor back to the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, some crafting materials that go along with that particular idiom.
But that's it.
And then you go to the alchemist to sell your herbs and potions and stuff, and then you go to the general vendor to sell, you know, some of the miscellaneous crap. That's how Skyrim is. I'm used to it.
Okay.
You go to any vendor. Doesn't matter who. They will buy whatever you want to sell them. And you can buy back anything you've sold to anybody else from this same vendor within a reasonable period of time. Because eventually it's going to go away. And they will also repair your stuff.
That's
so
handy.
That's really handy for the MMO. Now, it breaks, you know, the Skyrim feel a little bit, but it's not in a bad way.
It's a quality of life, though.
Exactly, and I'm okay with that. Another thing that I thought was really cool was the fact that you're walking through town and you'll see one of the other players kind of standing there and they've got a book in their hand and they're flipping through the pages. what that player's actually doing is they're reading a book that they picked up. They're reading, you know, some kind of quest text or whatever from a book. Hmm. And so their character is reading a book. And it's kind of nice. If you're looking at your map, your character rolls out a map and starts looking at the map.
Nice.
Really nice.
That's some pretty interesting
Oh, it's great animation. Aesthetics. Yeah. The aesthetics is fantastic. The problem is, with the map, is you don't have a mini map. So, finding your friends when you're grouped up is a lot harder than it really, really should be. You know, if it's a game that you're trying to encourage grouping, you want it to be as easy as possible to find your friends. Not in this game. The leader of the group gets this crown over their head, and if your friends are nearby, it's not hard to find them. But if they've gone across town, you're looking on your map for this little tiny V that sometimes shows up, sometimes it doesn't.
Wow. I remember when I played in the beta, it was very, very difficult to do grouping then.
Oh, and
a variety of reasons. You'd think it would have gotten better.
It has gotten better. I'm sure it has gotten better. But it's still not simple. It's still not easy. You know, it's not fun. You have to work to make it fun.
Yeah.
And that's not good. When you get your first house, it's nothing more than just this little room. And I mean little. But just that little room got my wife into such a tizzy. She just lost her mind on how cool the tool was that allowed you to move things. Because in Skyrim, if you cut a corner too close and you knock a bowl off of the table, picking that bowl up and putting it back on the table to where it looks like it belongs there is next to impossible. You usually end up, a couple times I've just gotten so irritated I picked the damn bowl up, ran across the street, and sold it just to get it the fuck out of the way. Because I couldn't get it to look normal, so I just got rid of it. Well, with this one, it's easy, you know? One of the requirements of taking possession of this room is you have to put in a piece of furniture. It doesn't matter what it is. You just have to put in a piece of furniture. So I didn't have the materials to craft any furniture at the time, so I bought a cheap little stool. And there's this little tiny stool sitting in that room because I'm trying to build up, you know, recipes so I can actually craft furniture for it.
Mm-hmm.
Being, you know, the miser that I am, I want to craft everything.
Okay.
So I've got this little bench or this little stool in there, and then I was able to craft this box. It's just a crate. And so I have a crate in my room and a stool, and that's all that it's in there. And it comes with a candle. Well, I went in and Kelly was talking about, you know, how she built this table and she moved the candle and the candle's sitting on the table. So I went and did the same thing. So now I have a candle sitting on the box. And I'm pleased. I'm very happy about that. Don't ask me why. It's stupid. But I'm happy about it. So, it has a lot of good things about it. It's just, I wish some of the stupid things would get fixed. And they're not that hard to fix. Everybody else has them down pat. Why can't Elder Scrolls do this?
Well, not everybody. World of Warcraft's housing sucks too, but...
Well, you know. That's just it. They didn't start out with housing.
That's true. That's true.
You know, one of the other bad things about the game is the fact that when you finally hit level 15, you can toggle weapons. Mm-hmm. And that may not seem like a big deal, but holy shit, when you've been using a bow as your main weapon and you have absolutely no way to heal yourself except healing potions, and their healing potion functionality is total crap. Their little potion wheel, total crap. You know, it'd be nice if they told you what each spot on that wheel referred to as, you know, for a letter. All I know is Q makes this one spot work. And so I've been moving potions to that one spot just so I have some functionality. I'll figure it out. I'm only level 16. But it'd be nice if they helped out a little. But you know, you can't solo dungeons. You know, okay. when you're doing the story part, you'll go into what they call a dungeon, and it has a solo mode. But if you go into a standard dungeon, oh no, it doesn't tell you that it's a full dungeon. You just go in and get your butt kicked. So, yeah, that's not fun.
Not very Skyrim.
No, not very Skyrim.
Pretty standard for an MMO, though.
Yes, but this is a Skyrim MMO. All of us who are used to playing the single-player game, we go into a dungeon expecting to be able to solo it. That's Skyrim, for fuck's sake.
Not so much.
But when, you know, two spiders beat you up one side and down the other and call you Nancy, it's not Skyrim anymore.
No.
It's MMO. So, like I said, we said in an earlier broadcast, Skyrim didn't need to be an MMO. It needed to be a single-player game with multiplayer facets.
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
But no. We got this instead.
And it's not bad. It truly isn't bad. One of the best features, you never out-level your quests. Your quests scale up. So that... if you haven't proceeded with this one quest line, and you hit level 15 and it was a level 3 quest, it's a level 15 quest. It sticks with whatever level you are.
See, that is actually something that would drag me into that game, because it frustrates me so much having to drop quests that I've out-leveled.
It's a fun game. I recommend everybody try it. Just don't buy it for full price. Sorry, Bethesda and ZeniMax. I cannot give it enough of a reason to buy it for the full price. And I'm certainly not paying for the expansion. Not until they fix some of the stupid things. You fix that, you may have a customer for life. But you can't fix these? It's never going to be my primary game.
Wow. So, that's a lot of talk on that. Do you have anything you'd like to finish with before we are done? Or?
Just remember, I'm only level 15. I haven't seen a whole lot of the world. I have a level 16 archer. I have a level 15 sorcerer. And I have, like, a level 8 Templar. Templars rock, by the way. Because they start out with healing abilities.
Oh, cool.
And when you hit level 15 and you can weapon swap, I recommend everybody put a Restoration Staff in their second weapon slot, just so they have healing, access to healing spells. But every single class can tank or heal.
Nice.
So, I mean, you have that. And everybody, of course, can DPS. It's just, a lot of classes suck at it.
Cool. So, awesome. I really don't have anything to say about it because, well, all I played was the beta. And I probably will buy into it when it goes on sale, like you said. I'm sure there'll be a sale eventually.
I'm thinking it'll probably be in the Steam summer sale.
Probably will. I'll have to look for that. Anyway, that's all we really got for today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Beowulf.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, Please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.